Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, it is the countdown to a potential shutdown. We have new developments from the nation's capital as lawmakers scramble to avoid a high-impact government closure for the first time since 2018.
And once again, we're waking up to cloud cover. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of drizzle on the camera lens here in downtown Raleigh. You'll likely run into that. I'll show you when the clouds break and the sun returns.
Plus, it's a big day for Wake County Schools as they prepare to officially welcome new Superintendent Robert Taylor with a swearing-in ceremony. Bluegrass Live kicks off in downtown Raleigh tonight as a part of the World of Bluegrass Festival. Coming up, I'll explain why this may be one of the last times the festival will be held here in Raleigh. You saw Kelsey holding that umbrella. Yes, there's some mist and drizzle out there. Felt that when I was walking in this morning. 4:30 on your Friday. TGIF, everybody. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along here. You can see it behind us, downtown Raleigh. Can't really make out the skyline right there. Little drizzle in the air. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with another look out at RDU.
Yeah, here's RDU, and definitely a lot of cloud cover out there. It's probably drizzly at RDU, but it's interesting. Sometimes we can see it on the camera lens, and sometimes we can't. Definitely more drizzle this morning, at least in Raleigh, than we've seen the rest of the week, and we've had a lot of gray and drizzly starts this morning. It is 64 degrees. We have a wind coming out of the north, 7 miles per hour. So once again, it'll be a little bit breezy. We are looking at cloudy skies this morning, but we will start to clear up later on this afternoon. Checking future cast. We'll see the gray skies with us at least until lunchtime, and we'll start to see the clearing in our western counties first. So right after lunchtime, you can start to see that clearing, and then the clouds will erode from west to east as we get through the afternoon. And we should have clearing by the time we get to sunset, even in our eastern counties. Cloud cover forecast, kind of neat to watch. This is a look at how much of the sky is covered in clouds. A good 90 to 95% this morning, but then it gradually starts to decrease back to partly cloudy by the time we get to 2 or 3 o'clock in Raleigh. Temperatures basically the same as yesterday, 59 in Roxborough. We're looking at mid-60s really for the most part for the rest of the viewing area. And we'll see a pleasant afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 70s after the sun comes out. Of course, we had bluegrass and some big college games over the weekend. I'll show you the forecast for all of that coming up.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Smithfield. There was a fire at a McDonald's. This map shows you exactly where it happened. Units arrived on scene just after 2 o'clock this morning. The fire was under control within about 30 minutes when they arrived on scene. They say they found smoke and fire inside the kitchen, but the fire was contained to the kitchen because of a sprinkler system. 22 emergency responders responded to this. No injuries. Smithfield Fire Department is investigating at this time. They expect the scene to stay active for at least another hour or two. Michelle, thanks. We are now less than 48 hours away from a possible government shutdown. Lawmakers worked late into the night to vote on several funding bills on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. Despite that, there is no clear path right now for Congress to avoid a shutdown. The House did pass bills to finance the Department of State, Department of Defense, and Department of Homeland Security. Funding for the Department of Agriculture did not pass. All of the votes were close, with just a few Republicans voting against and a few Democrats voting for. A government shutdown is expected to happen October 1st if the Senate and House cannot both pass funding.
Raleigh police are investigating a shooting that sent one person to the hospital. It happened on South Saunders Street last night. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on scene while several officers and first responders were there. We're told one adult was hurt and taken to the hospital. That person is expected to survive. No word yet on who did this or any arrests. A Raleigh police officer is hurt after a crash involving a patrol car. It happened around 8 last night on Newbern Avenue. An officer was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. There's no word on the other driver involved. The cause of that accident is under investigation.
New this morning, a Raleigh man is facing several charges, including statutory rape and kidnapping. According to court records, he's Maurice Patterson. The 31-year-old appeared in court yesterday. A Wake County judge set his bond at $1 million.
Happening today, the state's largest school district will welcome its new leader. The Wake County School System swears in its new superintendent, Robert Taylor. He was recently deputy superintendent of the State Department of Public Instruction. He was superintendent of Bladen County Schools for 10 years before that. WRAL will be sitting down with Taylor later today to find out about his plans for the school system. The swearing-in ceremony is this afternoon, and you can read more about who Robert Taylor is and follow our coverage on the education section of WRAL.com.
The World of Bluegrass Festival gets started today in downtown Raleigh. It is the city's biggest annual event, but this will be the second to last time that it's happening here. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning from the Red Hat Amphitheater. And Kelsey, this festival has a huge economic impact on Raleigh, and this is the first time in years it will be outdoors. Hey, Renee, good morning. Between COVID and getting rained out last year, this is the first time that the festival will be back outside, and music will be blaring here at the Red Hat Amphitheater all weekend long starting tonight. And this event has been happening here in Raleigh for over a decade. The International Bluegrass Music Association announced that the festival will have one last run in Raleigh in 2024. Lauren Gold with Visit Raleigh says the city offered a competitive bid, but IBMA chose to head in a different direction. The annual event has raked in about $88 million for the city over the years.
It worked, this grand experiment, to see, quite frankly, whether fiddles and banjos could become an economic driver, which they actually have.
Organizers here in Raleigh say that they plan to replace the Bluegrass Festival with a reimagined, innovative new festival coming in 2025. And Bluegrass Live will start here in downtown Raleigh tonight at 5 p.m. And for more information about tickets, you can head to our website, WRAL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh. WRL is a proud community sponsor of the IBMA Bluegrass Festival. You can catch some of your favorites live starting at 11 this morning. And Brian Schrader will be there today to MC, followed by Keely Arthur, as well as Elizabeth Gardner, Matt Tallhelm, Scott Mason, and Ashley Rowe will be there tomorrow. So stop by our booth and say hi.
We have an update to a story we first brought you as breaking news earlier this week. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office has obtained a warrant for first-degree murder on a South Carolina man for the killing of Henry Downing Jr. This happened Tuesday morning. The Sheriff's Office says Thomas Blake is in custody in Georgetown, South Carolina. WRL's breaking news tracker was on the scene Tuesday morning on Lady Slipper Drive in Fayetteville, where officers found Downing with gunshot wounds. He died at that scene.
A 14-year-old Raleigh boy is back home this morning after he was reported missing. WRAL reporter Willie Danley was in the neighborhood yesterday covering the story when he spotted the child. The boy told Danley that he ran away from home to a friend's house. The friend's mother told him he needed to go home. Danley walked the boy home at his request. The discovery happened hours after Wake County deputies announced their search.
Tensions are rising this morning between the Detroit automakers and the United Auto Workers. This comes as the union threatens to expand its strike. The UAW is expected to announce more strike targets this morning at 10 o'clock. It all depends on the progress in negotiations with General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The union confirmed yesterday afternoon it has submitted a counteroffer to Stellantis during its first high-level meeting, giving the company less than 24 hours to respond ahead of the new deadline. Today marks 2 weeks since members first hit the picket line.
This morning, hundreds of people in the Triangle are waking up without a job after layoffs at one of the world's top gaming companies. The CEO of Cary-based Epic Games announced the cut of roughly 16% of its workforce. That's more than 800 people. He says the company has been spending way more money than it's earning. The layoffs come months after Epic Games paid a hefty fine to the FTC, settling violations of child privacy laws.
They had a settlement with the FTC for $520 million, okay, which is a large amount of money for any company. For a private company in North Carolina, it is a huge amount.
It's unclear if these layoffs impact Epic Games' plans to build a new headquarters at the former Cary Town Center Mall.
WRL is going over the edge for Special Olympics today. WRL's Ashley Rowe will rappel 30 stories down the side of this building here, the Wells Fargo building on Fayetteville Street. Some of our other WRL colleagues have done this in the past. Casey Hintz last year, Elizabeth Gardner in the past. The fundraiser supports and Special Olympics, and it wants folks to get outside of their comfort zone just a bit, try something that may not come easily to them. This counts. You can watch Ashley go over the edge live in our new newscast. and everywhere else that you stream WREL, it'll be worth the view.
Nearly $1 billion is up for grabs this weekend. The Powerball jackpot is now an estimated $925 million. It is the fourth largest in the lottery's history. No one won it on Wednesday, so you have another chance to cash in tomorrow. If you win, you could take home a lump sum of $432 million. Not too bad either. Tune in to WREL tomorrow night for the live drawing.
4:40 on your Friday morning, a makeover for downtown in one of the Triangle's staples, Dix Park. This morning, new details on the development plan years in the making.
And caught on camera, the moment a shark tries to attack a large group of stingray.
Oh, you're looking live at Carolina Beach right now. And Elizabeth Gardner's in the WRS Severe Weather Center tracking those conditions for today and what we can expect through the weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44. We're taking a look across the area. It is drizzly in Clinton this morning. It's a little bit hard to tell, but there's a little bit of drizzle that's showing up on the camera lens this morning. We're probably going to see that a little more widespread today than we did the last several days. And even though we're starting with gray skies this morning, those clouds are going to start to break up around lunchtime and continue to clear from west to east as we head through the afternoon. Temperatures are mostly in the 60s as you're headed out this morning, 62 in Southern Pines, 64 Tarboro, 64 in Irwin, and it's just a touch breezy. So once again, not bad for exercising. You might get a little damp with some of the drizzle across the area, but if you wanted to wait until the afternoon after work, it's going to be really pleasant. We'll see some sunshine, and our temperatures will be in the mid-70s at 5 or 6 o'clock.
We now know the name of a student accused of sexual assault in a campus dorm at North Carolina Central University. 18-year-old Christian Hopper faces charges, including second-degree forcible rape and first-degree kidnapping. Police say the crime happened inside a bathroom at Ruffin Residence Hall between 1 and 2 Wednesday morning. Police say the suspect and the victim knew each other, and there was no unlawful entry into that residence hall.
We have more details this morning about the steps UNC is taking to address safety concerns on campus 1 month after shooting left a professor dead. University leaders heard from the campus police chief and director of emergency management about their plans for new safety measures. Chief Brian James says the department is looking at security camera placement and access, along with the possibility of license plate readers.
We also want to work with campus partners to consolidate our camera systems. We have a number of different camera systems on campus, and we're trying to look at a way that we can consolidate that to more or less simplify access.
Chief James said UNC is also looking at welcoming other law enforcement agencies to campus to better learn the area in the event of an emergency.
Raleigh's Dix Park and surrounding neighborhoods are starting to see the signs of a makeover that has been years in the making. The cranes are rising above Lake Wheeler Road on one side of the park. Developers and city leaders celebrated the groundbreaking for two 20-story towers that'll bring almost 700 apartments there. The Weld development is going up across from the Gibson Play Area. That 18-acre playground and picnic space is part of the first phase of the park's transformation from a former state hospital to a destination for people to explore.
Jobs, that means housing, that means an improved quality of life, and the park will be transformational for this community.
If we can add some activity along the perimeter of the park, you know, giving it a connection to downtown, then I think it benefits both.
The Raleigh and New York-based developers of The Weld are donating $500,000 to the Dix Park Conservancy. That money will help build a trail system to connect new developments to the park and downtown.
College game day is in the Triangle this week as Duke takes on Notre Dame. The game day bus is in Durham, setting up for the big day tomorrow. It's the first time the show has come to the Bull City for football. Crews were setting up the outdoor set yesterday on Duke's Able Quad. The man in charge of organizing the event for Duke tells WREL they've been preparing for days.
We're really looking forward to having everybody on campus and getting the chance to showcase the best of both worlds here between our academic areas and at night, our athletic campus and our outstanding football program.
Bob Weissman says he thinks there could be more than 9,000 people on campus tomorrow morning for College Game Day. And ESPN announced comedian Ken Jeong will be the guest picker for the game. Jeong is known for many roles, including on The Hangover, and he is a proud Duke alum.
It's going to be so fun this weekend. Check out this new amazing video we have out of Florida. Drone footage capturing the moment a large group of stingrays right along Anna Maria Island minding their own business. And then moments later, this shark on the right there coming in, tries to attack, aggressively swimming through those stingrays right there. So much the stingrays just start flapping all over the place. The shark eventually left them alone. Maybe caught a couple of those stingers. It realized that it wasn't going to be able to catch anything right there. But that is amazing. Never have I seen that. I don't know if they're very tasty for sharks, but the chase is fun for them anyway, I guess. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Amazing video. You can't get that at our coast, I don't think, right?
That was so cool. I mean, the water being so clear, you could see everything, including that shark. And you're right, our water in most cases is not quite as clear as that. It's certainly not clear this morning. We're looking at cloudy skies again this morning. We've seen cloudy skies most mornings this week. It's also a little bit drizzly. We've seen some drizzle almost every morning this week as well. And we're seeing some of that right around the Triangle area this morning. It usually doesn't show up very well on the radar. The particles of drizzle are so tiny. The radar calibrated to see a raindrop, which is much bigger than drizzle. So it doesn't always show up. We take a live look at the airport right now, reporting some drizzle. You can see those little raindrops there. 64, the temperature, dew point 62. So a little bit on the moist side, a little bit more than yesterday. Temperatures will stay in the 60s this morning, but we will climb on up into the mid to upper 70s for highs this afternoon. This pesky low pressure system has been sitting off our coast for days now, and it's been feeding in some cool, damp air from off the Atlantic. And finally, that low is going to continue to sink southward and away from us, and that will start to open up the skies for us this afternoon and leave us with a really pretty weekend. We take a look at our wind speeds, and we're anywhere from 5 to 10 miles per hour, but no gusts currently. It's likely to be a little bit gusty as we head closer to lunchtime, 10 to 15 mile per hour gusts, and then as we get into the afternoon, those winds do begin to settle down a little bit as that low continues to pull away from us. Around town this afternoon, expect sunshine. We'll start to see the clouds breaking up around lunchtime. And the farther west you are, the earlier you'll see that sunshine. Raleigh 78 this afternoon, 77 in Durham, and 80 for the high temperature in Fayetteville. We can watch Futurecast and you can see how that happens as we get through the day today. Likely to be pretty gray until lunchtime. Right around lunchtime, we start to see some clearing from the west. There's 2 o'clock. By 4 or 5 o'clock, we're seeing some clearing in the Triangle. And by 6 or 7 o'clock, we're seeing that in our eastern counties. 79 is our normal high, and we'll end up seeing near normal high temperatures all the way into early next week, and some really pleasant conditions as well. It's going to be a really nice night for Football Friday. Our temperatures at game time likely to be in the mid-70s, and as the games are over, temperatures in the 60s, but we will be rain-free. I know some kids have homecoming this weekend, or tonight, I should say. The Jets play the Panthers Sunday. It should be beautiful for that, with temperatures in the 70s. Then after that, we're looking at just very quiet weather for the next 7 days.
It is like nothing we've seen before. The magical illuminating sphere in Las Vegas this morning. We have an inside look at the amazing venue as it prepares to open to the public today.
It is a glittering new addition to the Las Vegas skyline. You might have seen what it looks like from the outside, but soon people will be able to go inside the Las Vegas Sphere. The inside of this sphere, 168,000 square feet of high-definition LEDs and 167,000 speakers. This weekend, U2 is claiming its first residency there, and the creator says the experience is something you just can't explain. You have to see for yourself.
It's like trying to explain what a peanut butter and jelly sandwich tastes like to somebody who's never tasted one.
Well, U2 will kick off its residency tonight, and I would love to be there for that, Renee. I'll tell you that right now, just to see U2 start that deal and just inside the sphere.
Same here, and let me tell you, one of my best friends from here is from Vegas, and they are going to that U2 concert.
So
can
cool.
You imagine?
It's going to be amazing.
A little jealous.
Well, it's time to get your tickets for the Triangle's newest walkthrough holiday light event. The DBAP will be transforming into Woolies Winter Wonderland, bringing joy and holiday fun to families and friends across our viewing area. It all happens November 22nd through New Year's Eve. You can enjoy shopping, get your picture with Santa, or take a ride on the holiday train. Maybe go tubing there. To purchase tickets, go to DurhamBulls.com.
The Detroit Lions take their position on top of the NFC North. David Montgomery scored three times last night as the Lions took down the Green Bay Packers 34-20. They're 3-1 on the season now. The Panthers will get a chance to try to slow them down next week in Detroit. Before that, the Panthers will be trying to get their first win this weekend, taking on the Minnesota Vikings, who are also winless, looking for their first one. You can watch that game, 1 o'clock on Fox 50 Sunday, followed by the Patriots-Cowboys contest. And when that's over, turn it over to WREL for Football Night in America. Then it's Sunday Night Football. And Taylor Swift's favorite team, the Kansas City Chiefs. And rumors are she might be there, taking on the New York Jets at 8:15.
Next at 5, it is the countdown to a shutdown. Lawmakers scrambling on Capitol Hill with less than 48 hours left to reach a deal to avoid a government shutdown. What we know about the latest progress this morning.
Plus, why federal safety regulators are urgently warning families to stop using these baby rockers.
And the World of Bluegrass Festival kicks off in downtown Raleigh today. We are live from Red Hat Amphitheater with a look at how this annual event is a big economic boom for the capital city.